Brutality visits the church in Burma. Deadly flooding won't stop a ministry in Mozambique. And what do missions-minded people do differently? Details are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Hearts are breaking in Burma. Army soldiers raped and killed two young Christian women as they slept in their church compound in Shan State. Steve Gomer of Partners Relief and Development.
This event really highlights what has been going on. Burma is still under the same kind of military rule and brutality as it has been since the 90s.
Partners has been helping the Kachin people in Jesus' name since 2010.
The conflict hasn't let up despite the quasi-civilian governmental change.
But no one is holding Burma's government accountable for its crimes. You can help change that by sharing this story with your elected officials. We'll show you how at our website.
Pray that this war would end and that the deception that surrounds Burma and the regime would be identified.
Next, within the Muslim-dominant country of Bangladesh, there's an isolated Buddhist tribe. Within that tribe, there's a small group of Christians that need your help. Their trouble?
The village leaders just days ago told the Christians that they needed to leave the village. They were no longer welcome. This congregation is part of the Chakma tribe.
That's Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International. Now, the congregation's wondering what to do next. There's hostility on all sides, yet their pastor remains impassioned to tell others who Jesus is, and that keeps the church growing. They could definitely use your prayer support.
Pray for this congregation's boldness and tactfulness as they would consistently testify of Jesus Christ, but would do so in a respectful manner. And even pray that God would change the heart of this village leader, that his heart would be open to hearing and believing the gospel message.
This is Mission Network News. U.S. citizen Pastor Saeed Abedini has been imprisoned in Iran for nearly 3 years because of his faith. President Barack Obama finally met with Abedini's wife and her two young children for just 10 minutes. However, American Center for Law and Justice is hopeful that the president's direct involvement will lead to Pastor Saeed's release. For more information on ways to support and pray for Pastor Saeed and his family, look for the links at our website. Meanwhile, the death toll from the southern African floods reached 260 people. Aid drops are ongoing. Mozambique and Malawi were the hardest hit in the area. Audio Scripture Ministries' Jim Loker says their studio building project in Mozambique has not been affected. However, several distribution projects will have to be revisited.
Basically, the roads have to be passable and life has to be back to normal, so then we can get back into those areas of northern Mozambique where there would be contact again.
In the meantime, their work expansion continues. They're hoping the new studio will be ready for work by April of this year.
Be praying for just that God would touch their hearts for the need to know Him and to know the Scriptures. And that's where we come into play, where we can provide the audio Bible. So God will be glorified through this, and we'll be there to help with any of the people that need audio Bibles or spiritual help.
Using durable solar-powered players, ASM provides the Word of God to non-literate cultures worldwide. Details and links are at our website. And do you see the world as being bigger than your own backyard? Well, Southern Baptist International Mission Board has the same mindset. Gospel workers see the world in a way that runs counter to their culture. So do you see Christians scattered around the world as your brothers and sisters, or as another insignificant unreached people group? Well, maybe God is challenging you to go and share the story of Jesus in somebody else's backyard. If so, check out mission opportunities at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story. It's God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'd be a great devotional tool for you and your family. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.